Welcome to Jay Sekulow Weekend, your source for the latest news, information, and insight for the legal, cultural, and political issues that matter most. Now, Jay Sekulow Weekend.
You cannot do that without causing the Supreme Court to become a very political institution. Judges have become political entities much more than they ever were.
Well, there you have it. They have become political entities much more than they were. But why is not the issue of judges being discussed in this election? Now, some are saying, well, it's because of the economic issues. And true, serious economic issues facing the United States. But let me tell you something. A lasting legacy of the president will also be the selection of Supreme Court, the nomination and confirmation of Supreme Court judges. Do you think judges should be discussed in this upcoming debate? What other issues do you think should be discussed? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Are you concerned that those issues are not even being discussed? And then you have to ask the next question. Why aren't they being discussed?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you notice that the debates, both the vice presidential and the presidential debates, unless mentioned specifically by the candidates, I'm really thinking here that Joe Biden may be the only candidate who's even brought up abortion when he made a passing reference to the right to choose for women. There's been no discussion of traditional marriage, no discussion of the Second Amendment, no discussion of prayer in schools, none of the typical questions, what you'd call wedge issues, that are very important to people, so it's such important issues that it can cause you to vote for or against someone just on that single issue, and you're not even hearing them discuss. You don't hear a moderator say, okay, let's get back to the basics. Do you agree with this case from the Supreme Court? Did you agree with the partial birth abortion case? Did you agree with the marriage case? Do you agree that states' rights, or is it federal government should get involved? But these issues have not been discussed. Think back to previous debates. We have not heard abortion used at all.
Not one single time has there been a mention of abortion. Not one single time have there been a mention other than some stump speeches, and very little on the issue of judicial nominations concluding the Supreme Court. Not a mention of the issue of the definition of the institution of marriage. Are you concerned that the economic, and we're all concerned about the economic issues, but are you concerned that those economic issues are so significant that they're going to overshadow the major social issues, which was the defining moment in the 2000 and 2004 election? 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls on this and a whole host of other issues as well. By the way, I've been already doing my moot court for the Supreme Court case involving the Ten Commandments. Those moot courts started this week in Washington. I've done two sessions already. We'll be back to it next week. We're doing some review and rewriting now. Another major trial, ACLJ lawyers in Nashville, Tennessee, will be back in court on a church-related case next week. So we'll have broadcasts about that. So a lot going on, and of course the political issues as well.
Folks, let's go right to the phones if you want to talk to us on air. 1-800-684-3110. Roger is calling from Ohio on line two. Roger, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Roger.
Thank you. How you doing, Jay?
Good.
And thank you for taking my call. My
sure.
question to you is, and this is my first time calling.
Sure.
Because I
appreciate
to
you
this
did.
Program often. My question is, on Saturday, Sarah Palin made a statement about Barack Obama in terms of about his character and the way that it seems to me that they are attacking him when it comes to on the stump. They called him a terrorist, so not them personally, but someone from the
audience. And shouted that out. Yeah, I heard that actually, Roger, and I think it's absolutely despicable. Unfortunately, this is the nature of the last 3 or 4 weeks before an election, and the campaigns need to condemn this kind of statement. There was another event where somebody screamed something about McCain. I mean, this is happening, but yes, you're right, and they need to be addressing the issues head on instead of getting into scream fest and talking in sound points. I'll tell you where I'm disappointed on both ends. A lot of talk about a lot of sound bites, but not a lot of substance coming really from either side right now, and that's what has me very, very concerned. Hey, we're taking a break. Roger, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate your call. We are just offering last 2 days, folks. If you want to get our ACLJ election guide so you know what you can say, how you can say it, what your pastor can say, what the rules are, then you need to call us right now. And this is the last 2 days we're offering it, and then we're moving on to another project.
Call right now. Get your free copy, 877-989-2255. This is it. We're running out of time. You need to call and get your free copy today. Get one for your pastor, too, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
It's one of the most important rights we have as citizens of the United States, the right to vote. The American Center for Law and Justice wants to encourage you to participate in this November's election. The ACLJ won't tell you who to vote for, but the ACLJ certainly wants to encourage you to be active. Exercise your First Amendment rights during this election season and make it a point to cast your ballot on Election Day. The ACLJ has prepared a special booklet just for you, free of charge, this election season. It's called the ACLJ Election Handbook, a critical resource to help you through what can sometimes become a confusing journey for Christians in exercising your rights to be active and participate fully in the political process. Get this important resource now. Find out the do's and don'ts this election season. Call now for your free copy of the ACLJ Election Handbook. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on a critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice, remove existing displays, or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Our phone lines are jammed. We're open for you at 1-800-684-3110. They are jammed right now, but they will open up in time. So if you want to give us a call, it's 800-684-3110. Again, I will tell you that we are very concerned about what's going on, frankly, on this debate and the lack of issue discussion. I realize the economy is a major, major concern. And even today, Jordan, what's the latest right now? We'll keep everybody posted as we do on this broadcast while this is all going on. What is the latest right now?
You know, it looked like the stock market may rally back a little bit this morning when it opened. The futures were going up even before the market opened today. And now we are at, again, over 80 points down. Looks like, again, we could have a 100-plus point day or even more drop. Doesn't like it's dropping significantly yet today, though, of course, that can change.
That usually comes at the end.
In a moment's notice, yep. Too, based on some release by the news. This is after the Feds have already cut interest rates again, still dropping, which, again, the market right now is at, I think, 9,200, somewhere right around there. But, of course, that issue is going to dominate and continue to dominate. But why aren't these other issues even being discussed? I think that's the question here. You can spin out of your hour-and-a-half debate 45 minutes or even an hour on the economy, and I understand that, but you can ask these questions in a few minutes just so the American people clearly hear from the horse's mouth, whether it's John McCain or Barack Obama, where you stand on abortion, where do you stand on marriage, what is your view of the Second Amendment, what does that mean, what about prayer in schools, what about those cases from the Supreme Court?
And it needs to come
These can be 10 questions,
right.
Go right through them, done in 15 minutes, and just make them say, is it a yes or no?
That, and you know what? It needs to come from the presidential candidates, not just the vice presidents. I know there was a little bit of discussion in the vice presidents about the marriage issue, and they, you know, both came to kind of an agreement on this. But it needs to come from the presidential candidates themselves. And I know the economy, I say it again and again, we know the significance of this. But we've got to look at the long-term good, overall common good for the country, and judicial nominations are a huge, huge part of that. By the way, last 2 days, just today and tomorrow, and that's it, to get the ACLJ's election guide. You need to have it. We encourage you to get it. It does. Listen, this will tell you what the law is regarding your ability to speak out on the issues, your pastor's ability to speak out on the issues. This is something you need to have. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org for your election guide.
Keith's calling from Maryland on line one. Keith, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, thanks. My first time calling. I do have two questions.
Sure.
One, for Senator McCain, I'm not quite sure his stance on this bailout. He keeps saying deregulate.
He supports the bailout. for good or for ill, he supports it.
He supports the bailout, but he's still saying deregulation. And I'm not quite sure if I'm convinced that he knows where the country is going forward.
Let me tell you something about deregulation. This is the biggest federal power grab in U.S. history since FDR. I mean, that's a fact. So they can all talk about Keith. I understand your frustration. They can all talk about deregulation. And I'm not saying, by the way, this was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. I'm not an economist. But I will tell you this. It's the largest federal power grab in U.S. history, since FDR.
John McCain and Barack Obama both supported it. Both worked in Washington, D.C. to get the bailout passed. And interesting, we've talked about a lot the last couple of days since the debate about John McCain's new proposal, this McCain mortgage plan that you could call it, and what that means. And now Barack Obama's campaign is opposing it, saying it will cost too much, does not set the right tone. And it's this is an interesting change usually in politics. You don't usually have Democrats opposing Republican spending plans and bailout kind of plans.
Good political move on Obama's part, though, because most people are looking at it and it looks at the plan and say, how do you afford to do this?
And under this plan, which is a correction from what John McCain had said earlier in the week, the United States would actually take on the full loss, not the mortgage companies. So we would be buying at face value the highest amount of mortgages, which some of these mortgages, as you know, folks, you may have one that are going to be worth 25% or half of what the mortgage says the home was worth and what you're paying. We'd be buying that as the U.S. government, as taxpayers, those full rate mortgages, which will never be recovered.
Interesting and dynamic situation. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110.
Let's go back to the phones. Paula is calling from New Hampshire on line 4. Paula, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Paula.
Hi. I have a quick comment and
sure.
a quick question, if that's okay.
Yep.
My comment is I am disgusted at the lack of conversations that are happening in these debates. I think the judicial nominations are extremely important. And as Christians, if we don't get the right party in there, we are going to have a whole heck of a lot more to worry about than the economy. That's my comment. And my question is how do we get them to answer these questions? Is there anything that we, the public, can do?
Yeah.
Can we?
Yeah, there is. Let me tell you what we're going to do starting Monday. We are going to put together, and we're going to have it available online. We'll be emailing it out. We're going to also have it available in our phone centers around the country where people like you, Paula, will be able to call in. Say, here are the three issues, and I think this is number one, this is number two, and number three. We'll have a list of them. It'll only take like a minute and a half for you to do this. And then we're going to take all that data, and between next week and the next debate, I am going to have them delivered by our government affairs office to both candidates and say, start talking about the issues. I'm going to give them to the moderators of the next debate as well, which I think is a CBS News one of the hosts there may be doing that one. But we're going to get everybody involved in it, so you'll be able to participate in that. And then between now and the election, we're going to keep this momentum up to make them address these issues. Right now, they're not. I mean, that's the fact. And that is the biggest difficulty that we have in this. Again, folks, this is a good reason. And, Paul, I hope you've gotten our election guide so you know what you can say about these elections. Here's a phone number if you haven't gotten it yet. Last 2 days to get it. Today and tomorrow, and that's it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to get your election guide.
You know, what makes me kind of upset here while I'm looking at this is that either John McCain is giving Barack Obama a pass on abortion, or he just doesn't want to engage it himself. And maybe he's not as confident about what he'd say, because I don't understand when you know that a good chunk of the country, especially your voters, especially if you're the Republican nominee, care deeply about an issue that your opponent is the worst person in the United States on who's elected to office, and you don't bring it up at all. It's either a flaw in the campaign or you feel like it's really only about independence in this election cycle. And I agree with a lot of talk radio show hosts. I think that is a bad strategy because what is an independent? And usually independents lean to the left. At the end of the day, they're Democrats who don't sign up with the Democrat Party.
Of course, in this election, you can't even tell who's who. I mean, let's be realistic. Yeah. I mean, isn't this part of the problem here? And we're not endorsing any candidate. And you got to say this, folks. And I know Jordan got a caller yesterday. I was doing a moot court when Jordan was on radio, and I listened to a replay of it last night. We are being very fair. We're telling you where we agree and disagree with both of them. And that's the way we're going to do it. We're going to give it to you, and we're going to give you our legal and political analysis, and we're just going to call it as we see it. And that's what umpires and judges are supposed to do.
JP's calling from Texas on line 4. JP, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, JP.
Hello, Jay.
Yes, sir.
My comment is more like, I mean, I know it's really important right now to worry about the justices and the judges that we're going to get in, depending on who gets elected. But the thing is, what's it going to do to what do we need to worry about for now until we get the House cleaned up? Because the House is a mess.
You talking about the U.S. House of Representatives? What are you talking about?
Yes.
Well, look, I mean, the President of the United States, We're not just talking about the election of the president here. You're talking about the House and the Senate, too. And all of this has got to be resolved. But look, JP, I want you to know something here. This is very, very significant when you're talking about the Supreme Court of the United States for the rest of our lives. And that's pretty much what you're talking about.
And you want to hear something really significant. The head of the Democratic National Senatorial Committee, Chuck Schumer, Senator
yes.
from New York, has said today he is confident that Democrats will get 60 Senate members. That means a supermajority. That means nothing can be filibustered. That means everything that those senators agree with Barack Obama, if he became president, could go right through. That means if John McCain is president, there's 60 senators, they could block every single piece of legislation. People talked a lot about how President Bush had an unprecedented historical political win because both the House and the Senate were Republican under him, but he never had that supermajority to work with, even these finding months of his administration for those 6 years. With a supermajority, not a judicial nomination can be blocked, not a vote can be blocked. You go right through that filibuster problem, and Chuck Schumer really thinks that could happen for the Democrats. He says he's confident this year. That would be huge for both candidates. For Barack Obama, it would mean basically getting everything he wants through, every person he wants nominated, as long as the senators agreed. And for John McCain, it would mean that unless everything was really bipartisan, anything partisan would be blocked and blocked automatically.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. This is the ramifications of this election are huge. Let's try to grab one more call.
Let's go with Wendy from Florida on line one. Wendy, welcome to JSEC.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, thanks for taking my
sure.
call. I loved your topic today. I think it's so important that we as voters vote based on moral issues. I think history has shown the economy is going to come back up. I think the war is going to eventually end. But when you make decisions on the Supreme Court level based on moral issues, there's no going back.
Well, you're right, but, you know, we got to get them discussing these moral issues, and I appreciate you calling in, Wendy. And next week, I'm going to tell you how you're going to be able to take direct action on this. But we've got an election where they're not discussing Supreme Court nominees. They're not discussing the issue of life. They're not discussing the institution of marriage as if it does not exist. By the way, those were the hallmarks of the 2000 and 2004 election. So there you have it, folks. We've got an email question that's coming in. We're going to answer that when we come back because it ties right into our ACLJ election guide, and we want you to get that information as well. Last 2 days.
Folks, this is it. To get your free ACLJ election guide, a free handbook we've put together for you as a gift to get you involved in this election season. So important that you do so. Call right now. Get your free copy of the ACLJ election handbook. Get one for your pastor as well. All of those rights and rules and regulations are explained in there. Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. It's one of the most important rights we have as citizens of the United States, the right to vote. The American Center for Law and Justice wants to encourage you to participate in this November's election. The ACLJ won't tell you who to vote for, but the ACLJ certainly wants to encourage you to be active. Exercise your First Amendment rights during this election season and make it a point to cast your ballot on Election Day. The ACLJ has prepared a special booklet just for you, free of charge, this election season. It's called the ACLJ Election Handbook, a critical resource to help you through what can sometimes become a confusing journey for Christians in exercising your rights to be active and participate fully in the political process. Get this important resource now. Find out the do's and don'ts this election season. Call now for your free copy of the ACLJ Election Handbook. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
which existing Supreme Court justices would you not have nominated?
With all due respect, Justice Ginsburg, Justice Breyer, Justice Souter, and Justice Stevens.
I would not have nominated Clarence Thomas. I don't think that he was a strong enough jurist or legal thinker.
Why? Tell me why.
Well, I think that the President of the United States has incredible responsibility in nominating people to the United States Supreme Court. They are lifetime positions, as well as the federal bench. There will be two.
Well, there you have it. That was the last time we heard a discussion between the candidates. That wasn't even between the candidates. So we're on separate. That was Rick Warren. You know what? I got to say this. Rick Warren's debate format was the best one so far because these other ones, meaningless. And at least there you had it. But you know how, folks, that was August. And we're in October. We're getting close to November and just weeks ahead. So this is that was the last time the issue of judges came up was 2 months ago. And that's outrageous.
Yeah, and the candidates weren't having to face each other there. Barack Obama said that directly to Rick Ward without Jobby Cade. Jobby Cade said it directly to Rick Ward without Barack Obama there. But many pundits have said the last few days, political commentators, where we wish we could have Rick Warren back for another debate, something that actually engaged people. But a lot of this, don't blame the moderators. A lot of this is campaign rules. They negotiate rules that don't allow follow-up questions, that don't allow. So sometimes they'll blame a moderator. When the moderator, like Tom Brokaw said, he was constrained by rules that were put together by the two campaigns. Let's go right to the phone. So 1-800-684-3110. Tara from Colorado on line 5. Tara, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tara.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hi, I had a question. I go to a small university in Colorado.
Okay.
And my teacher made us watch today a Michael Moore video called Sicko.
Yep.
That promotes liberals and is against Republicans.
Right.
She said if we did not watch the movie, we would get 20 points taken off of our grade, we would be count absent today, and then I would end up getting an F for participation.
Let me make sure I got this right, because I'm about to hand you right over to our lawyer. So hang on a second here, Tara. Is this a private college or a public university?
It's a public.
Okay. Is it a community college, a two-year college, or a four-year program?
It's a two-year college.
Okay. The reason I ask that is we're seeing this more and more in the two-year college. It's amazing how many of the two-year, which are usually feeders into other schools. So it's in Colorado. You're forced to watch it. And if you don't watch it, what happens?
I get 20 points taken off my grade. I'm counted absent for the day, which is another 10 points. And then I'll get an F for participation.
F in participation for the entire class?
Yeah, because we didn't participate in the movie and watching it.
Does a teacher, Tara, has she tried to play any other, or he or her had tried to play any other videos or another documentary to show the other side of an issue? Is this a back and forth, or is just a one-sided teacher just putting out their agenda?
It's just one-sided.
Okay. You hang on the line here. I'm going to get you in touch with our legal staff right now. And, Tara, we'll keep us posted on this. I'm going to get you in touch with our lawyers right here, right now. We'll get some up now. Is this event already taking place, or is it about to?
No, it's happening right now. I walked out of the room, and all the students clapped because they're all Democrats.
But you just left the classroom.
Yeah, I just left the classroom, and I said, you know what? Jay Sekulow's on right now. I'm calling.
I'm glad you did that. That is perfect. Let me tell you what. So the class is going on literally as we speak?
Yes.
I feel like you're telling them to go back in there and tell them you've talked to your lawyer. see if they clap then. I suspect not. I want to get you in touch with, I'll tell you what, can we get this call? I'm looking at our producer, sent right over to Eric or Chris. Okay. Tara, literally, don't hang up. We're going to get you in touch with one of our staff right now. Obviously, I'm on air, so I can't do it right now, but I'll follow up as soon as we're off air. You hang on here. We're going to get you some help, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We're going to give you some advice. In fact, I'm going to step out for a moment and tell them what to do. Jordan's going to take it from here for a minute. I'll be right back.
Let's grab some more calls on the debate. I want to thank Tara for her call. It's important, folks. If you're faced with that kind of situation like Tara, right when it happens, to call us on air. We'll get you help. Call our ACLJ legal helpline, 800-296-4529. But let's go back to the phones. Go to straight to the politics debate, the issues, and all of that information. Let's go to Carrie calling from Arizona on line 1. Carrie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
I watched the Biography Channel last night, and they did a special on John McCain, and I was really surprised at how much experience. I know he spent 26 years in the Senate, but he really has a lot of experience. He's been through some really tough things, and he made it through. He's a man of his word. I was just really impressed with his history and who he really is.
Well, you know, John McCain, he's got a great record of service. He's got a great history. He's got a great record of service to the Senate, for our country. And I think you're right. I mean, no one is going to tell any, no one can say, truthfully, John McCain doesn't have the experience to be president of the United States. He's got the experience. He's got the credentials.
Amen.
But here's the thing. I mean, look, this campaign has got to start hitting. I just walked back in, just caught the end of it. No one, you can't deny his experience. Just like you can't deny Barack Obama's educational, but my Harvard Law School, Harvard editor of the Law Review. This is not a guy that, this is a guy that's got a lot of intelligence. I mean, this is the way it is. By the way, just so you know, I've got one of our lawyers literally on the phone with Tara right now. I mean, literally, I walked out because I tell him what to. We will keep you posted on this development tomorrow. We will get working on this immediately.
By the way, folks, again, this is the last 2 days to get your ACLJ election handbook. We've put this handbook together for you absolutely free. Our gift to you, because we want you to get involved in this political cycle. We're less than a month away from the election, folks. You need to call. By the end of this week, you won't have a chance to get the ACLJ election handbook. Again, absolutely free. Answers what you can and can't do at your church. Can there be voter registration? What can your pastor say? What are you able to do? Can you explain the laws of voting and to your church members? So call, get one for yourself, get one for your pastor as well. This is it, the last 2 days to get your free copy of the ACLJ election handbook. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go back to the phones. Randy's calling from Florida on line two. Randy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Randy. Randy, you're on the air.
All right, let's go to Wayne calling from Colorado on line four. Wayne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Wayne.
Yeah, whenever a country has turned away from God, God has turned them over to a depraved leader, and that's what's happening with the United States right now, I believe.
Well, I hope not. And let me tell you this. I mean, I think we need to be, as it says in the scriptures, we need to humble ourselves, seek God's face, and I believe God will answer the prayers of his people. And the thing that I think you have to realize is that you've got an election and things are heated. And these issues are going to play out and continue to play out.
You know, it's interesting, too. We try to get away from the economy some, but there's such interesting things. Now, today, it's come out, I think it was late last night, that the federal government is considering ownership stakes in banks. Now, we know this, how this has played out across the world in Argentina before, very recently, when that stock market crashed, in Russia as well. But again, we'll see what happens here. We've actually got a question. Let me get to it real quick before the broadcast is over today. Came in from Barbara from Albuquerque.
It's an email question.
Yeah, two questions. One is from Skip from Lansing, Michigan. Said, do churches have to file for 501c3 status, or are they automatically tax exempt? And if a church does file a 501c3 application with the IRS, are they contracting not to speak on social issues?
And the answer is no, a church does not have to file for a 501c3 because they're automatically exempt under Section 508, and they have the right to speak out on the moral issues. That's, by the way, set forth in our election guide.
So there's your answer, Skip. And Barbara from New Mexico asked, my daughter and several of her friends carried a large poster that said free prayer and rode our city buses praying for people who asked. A police officer made them leave the property when the group arrived at the bus station. Is this legal?
No, and we've got lawyers working on that. Prayer is not an unconstitutional activity. We've got lawyers working on that. We've got lawyers working on Tara's case. She left the class, called us from literally leaving the classroom, called the radio broadcast. Glad she got through. We've got moot courts going on our Supreme Court case. We've got a major trial in Tennessee next week. We've got a major development on an international front. A lot more to talk about tomorrow, folks. Last 2 days for you to get your ACLJ election guide.
You got to call right now. This is so important, folks. Again, I encourage you, get one for your pastor, get one for your friends who are involved in the church community. Call right now, 877-989-2255. Our free gift to you, the ACLJ election handbook, 877-989-2255.